Yeah, I had Man Flu all of last week, Chris. I didn't really do my practice regime as I normally would.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I couldn't really pick up my darts. I mean, you know, my head was thumping and my eyes were running. So I only done an hour a day up until Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday I've done a couple of hours, 3 hours a day, really. And yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, to be honest with you, to make it to the final. I felt ever so ill in my first round match against Steve Nash.
Mm.
Really did. I was burning up real bad. But I managed to get over it, and, you know, and just get my head down and get on with it, really, and ended up playing really well.
Obviously, you said about your preparation being interrupted by the illness, but did you still go into that Saturday feeling relatively confident with how you were playing?
Always. I always feel confident. You know, whether I've been practicing bad or practicing good or not done enough, I always feel confident because I guess that's the difference. I mean, you know, I'll tell myself to be confident, and I won't let a negative thought enter my head. Mm. So, I always feel like I can win a pro tour or a TV event. Otherwise, I won't bother going.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, in the final, I came up against Peter Wright. Didn't quite go to plan, but was that a combination of low energy levels and coming up against a player that was in screaming form?
No, but by that time, I wasn't feeling fatigued. I wasn't feeling tired. You know, not at all. I was really, you know, just running on adrenaline at that particular time. So I can't really say I was feeling it. But Peter, to be fair, I mean, Peter and I were sat on the same table all day on Saturday and Sunday, and I had a lift on the hotel with Peter. As well to the venue, and I we were laughing and joking all day with each other, and you know, he was saying he just had this average, and I was saying, oh, I just had this average, and you know, we was winding each other up. But I can't really say anything other than the best player won. I mean, Pete played brilliant all day. I did struggle because obviously we move dartboard, you know, we move boards every time you play after the last 32.
Yeah.
So your last 16, your last 8 and 4, and then the final, you move boards every time. I did struggle to adapt to the throw in the final, and I did in the semi-final. But once I adapted, I started winning legs.
Mm.
So, but I just done it a little bit too late, I think, in the final. But yeah, no complaints. Pete played brilliant, and I think he averaged over 100 all day. So in all his matches, so he was definitely the best player on the day.
And moving on to the Sunday as well, another fantastic run to get to the last four.
Bitterly disappointed not to make the final on Sunday. Really was. I could have done 12 rounds with Cole Frotch on Sunday. But I just, you know, I was 4-2 up on Stephen Bunting. I wired double 18 on the outside of the wire, then I wired it on the inside, and then missed double 9. I mean, they were so close, you couldn't put them in a dartboard any closer. So, you know, there's a lot of 58 scores or 57s where they could have been 171, 174. You know, it was, I was just picking off the wires rather than the target. So, really disappointed to have not made the final on Sunday. But fair play to Stephen. He took out a couple of decent shots when I was sat on doubles as well. So, you know, he's a world champion, isn't he? So, he's a class player. So he showed his fight and played really well.